Oh, good morning, beautiful people. Welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk. I got guests! Woo! And they are from Workforce Alliance and the American Job Center. Hello! Unmute yourselves.
Hello, hello.
And unmute yourself. Is it?
You know, I should know this by now. Yes.
I know, we all do it. Is it how do you pronounce it? Kalia? Kalua?
Kalia.
Kalia is Burgess, who is the program director for the CEO Project. Is that what it's called?
Project CEO.
Project CEO. And Ann Harrison is the communications director.
Correct.
All right, so y'all got a big thing coming up tomorrow. You've got a summer youth. Is it summer youth? Job initiatives of some sort, right?
It's our career community resource fair on tomorrow.
Okay. And so tell me about that. What is that designed to do?
So what's our career community resource fair? Our goal is to get the Project CEO word out there. And we want our youth to connect with employers and with community partners. And we want our youth to just walk away with a greater connection of the AJC. So that's the goal of tomorrow's event of the Career and Community Resource Fair.
Because there's a lot of good jobs out there right now. Like a lot.
Yes, a lot.
Mm-hmm. And the wages have gone up. Like employers are willing to, put a little more money to these. It's not just minimum wage, like it's well over minimum wage, I think. Am I correct to say that?
Right, yes. There are, everyone knows there's a lot of job openings out there. What we try and do is connect people to quality jobs, job quality, as well as job quantity. So the employers who are coming tomorrow, we believe bring that quality with them, both in terms of wages, in terms of possibility to advance within a company. And as Kalia said, sometimes it's not just about the job. It's often about connecting to other resources. And she mentioned the AJC. That means the American Job Center. So all day, every day, we are offering assistance to connect to jobs, connect to training, and connect to those other kind of wraparound support services.
What does some of the wraparound support services look like?
So for some of the support services that we provide can be bus cards, it can be exam fees, uniforms, gift cards, assistance for transportation, paying for driving lessons. That can be some of the support that we provide with the Project CEO program.
Mm-hmm. And the Project CEO is youth driven. What is the age range for that?
So the age range is 16 to 24, and it's for out-of-school youth.
And what do you mean by out-of-school youth? Like they can't be high school students. They have to be.
Right.
So how do you get that at 16? 16, 17, 18? Like, shouldn't they be in school? Like, what is happening?
We do have some that graduate at that age, and then there are some who unfortunately drop out at the age, for out of school youth.
That's okay.
Her. Right. We say they're disconnected from work and school. So, they may have dropped out. They may be parenting. They may be in the foster system. They may just, as Kalia said, they may have graduated early. They may have tried college and it didn't work out. They may already be out of college, right? Because it goes up to age 24. It's really, trying to connect them back to work and possibly school. And Kalia can also talk about work experience, which is a huge component of Project CEO.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of our, many of our youth, they do enroll into our work experience where they work in some could be administrative assistant, healthcare, and then when they're placed into the work experience, the internships, like we like to call it, a lot of them are hired through that, through the internships, and they're able to make a living for themselves and provide for themselves. So work experience is a big component for Project CEO with connecting our youth with employment.
And so once young people are employed at this particular age range, how do y'all help them with how to set up a bank account, how to deal with their money, how to pay bills? Like, how do they learn these kinds of things if you don't learn them at home or in your family?
Yes, we do. We have virtual workshops where we like to, we have workshops such as talk about financial literacy, where we go into that of setting up a banking account, how to budget, because that's big. That's even big for adults, you know. So we really go into that of how to do budgeting, and our workshop is with financial literacy is really, really big, where they have to do homework assignments and set up a budget. So we would like to see that and go over it. So that's big with our workshop, financial literacy. We also have workshops for them to talk about rebranding themselves and also entrepreneurship. And we have workshops for mental health.
Oh, okay. Because mental health is a big, big deal. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So how many young people have y'all seen, or how many young people come through your doors? Do y'all count that? Do you stay on top of those kinds of numbers?
We do. We do. So. Well, Collette actually can answer how many
she serves
in a year.
Yes.
So this year, since the pandemic, we enrolled 70 new youths since the pandemic. And with the goal of this year of 150, so we're very happy about that.
If we weren't in pandemic mode, what would your numbers be? Because obviously everything is shut down and things are virtual and you can't really go to many places. I mean, things are starting to open up, but before the pandemic, how many young people were y'all serving?
Well, last year we served close to 200. We did 175.
Okay.
So wow. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a typical year, Babs, we have 4 American Job Centers across South Central Connecticut. And in a typical year, we serve 16,000 people. And a lot of those people are self-service people. They come into what we call our career resource hubs. They use our computers. They get help with on the spot with resumes. They may come in for a recruitment event. And we're slowly getting back to that in person. We've gone all virtual with our recruitment events, but we're open now for appointments in those resource hubs to come in and use the computers. So we're looking to bring people back in as much as possible. And this event tomorrow, from 11 to 2 at our New Haven location, is as much about Project CEO as letting people know we're open, come back. You know, we have so much that we can offer now.
Mm-hmm. And so what's your relationship like with the employers who come to you and say, or do you have to go recruit them, or do they know to come to you and say, you know, we're looking for employees?
It's really both. We have a team of business services representatives who work in certain sectors. So we have someone dedicated to healthcare. We have someone dedicated to manufacturing. We have someone who works with IT. We have someone who works with big companies like Amazon and FedEx on distribution and logistics. So those companies know to come in, and we've continued to do a lot with them. But they're always out there working with the chambers, working with we're really trying to work more with small businesses, black and brown owned businesses, to really make sure that they know that they can access the same services, whether it's, you know, having us pay to have someone get work experience while giving them some extra help, or if they bring someone on, they can do on the job training, same thing, we would subsidize the wage, or if they're just simply looking for good people who are job ready. So we like to say when businesses look for good people, they find Workforce Alliance.
And now, do you all do job readiness stuff? Like, do you bring, like, people walk in raw and have no real work history?
Yeah, so Kalia can talk about what they do with youth.
So we have put together a job readiness curriculum. We have a we put together this year anew. One of our staff have put it together for us. And like I said, and that goes along with our series of workshops. And we also have what we call the academy that also assists our youth with job readiness curriculum.
Mm-hmm. And so what does job readiness look like these days?
So with it can be with our interviewing, talking about rebranding yourself, time management. That's big for our youth. We're talking about time management and
like
resume.
Show up on time.
So that's what.
Yeah. You know, make your appointments, get to them, be on time.
Especially with the new Zoom, that's been big with making sure they show up on time, you know, and look appropriate on camera. So that's been big with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Clay. So we've done, particularly in the last year, we've done a lot around digital literacy. So that can mean a couple of different things. As Clay said, you know, it's knowing how to present yourself on camera, right? And there are certain skills that everyone needs to know to do a job interview online or to do certain aspects of your job online. That's all new. And that's not just youth, that's adults as well. But one of the other, tying that back to support services, if folks come to us without even a laptop to use at home, a lot of people just use their smartphones for most of what they need to do online, we will provide them with a laptop and a Wi-Fi hotspot, because we want people to have that hardware at home to really be able to access everything, to present themselves in the best way, and to really be competitive in the workforce.
Wow. Okay, so tomorrow is, it starts at what time?
It starts at 11 o'clock, 11 okay. to 2.
Is it virtual or is it in real life? Virtual.
It's in person. It's in person.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you go, you're showing our website. If you go to under Youth and Young Adults Project CEO, there you go. You'll see, so if you go to workforcealliance.biz and /project CEO, you'll take it to the event page where we show everything that's going on. We have, you know, mm-hmm. We'll have music on site that day. We also are going to, everyone who's committed to have a booth, whether it's an employer or a community resource, is listed on the site. You can click and check them out and figure out who you'd like
okay,
to.
Okay, so these are all the people that are
yes.
going to be there. Oh,
yes.
This is pretty. This yes. is some heavy hitters. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. We've had a tremendous, tremendous response. So we're
yes.
just looking forward to welcoming everyone down. The address is 560 Ella T. Grasso Boulevard in New Haven. There's parking. We're also having food trucks. So giveaways, right, Kalia? Some raffles?
Yes, raffles, giveaways, swag bags. We're going to do LinkedIn photos. So it's a big, big deal tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and you're going to have a DJ and the whole thing. So
yeah.
Is this your first big event since the pandemic?
Since the pandemic, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've done job fairs before. At the American Job Center and also out in the community where we've welcomed several hundred people. This is first since the pandemic, it's outdoors and it's in person. So we're really excited.
Okay. And the weather will be really, really nice.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Crossing fingers,
in the 80s.
Yes.
Being in the 80s.
Yes. So the weather will be really, really nice. And it's accessible because you're on the bus line.
We are.
Yes.
Like a frequent bus. Like it's not like a bus that doesn't go like, you know, have to wait an hour, but this is a pretty frequent bus that goes by.
Yeah. And actually, if you visit our website, it'll actually tell you which bus line comes to us on the boulevard.
Okay.
While we're talking, I might look for that while we're talking.
So so your goal for tomorrow is what again?
So my goal tomorrow is just to have our youth lead with a greater connection of the AJC. And I want our youth to be employed and lead with community resources. You know, since this pandemic, it's been hard for the adults. But, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, we kind of forget about the youth. So I want them to realize that we didn't forget about them. And mm-hmm. that's why we provided this big event. And that's why we wasn't just focused, not just focusing on employment, but community resources. So they can know that they can, you know, have CT Transit. They can get information on that. Or just even with several local churches, they can know about their food pantry. So we wanted them to walk away not with just employment information, but with community resources.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of graduations happening. And I'm sure there'll be kids who, even if they're going off to college, they still need a job. You know, I mean, do you work with kids who, you know, they're not going to be here long, but they might just need a job for the summer. They go off to school. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that acceptable too?
Mm-hmm. We do have youth that we have worked with that just needed a job for the summer.
Okay.
And which that was good with them because that's a great connection because, you know, a lot of youth, they go away to school and you know, they get back to come back and still
have a job. So. That's how I did it mm-hmm. when I was a kid. Go
Me
off
too.
To school, come back and still have a job my whole 4 years. Yeah, which was really helpful.
And for the summer, we also, Workforce Alliance does the Summer Youth Employment Program, which is actually a statewide initiative that provides
summer employment. That's still going on?
Oh, yes, that is. So in our area, absolutely. Again, it's serving about 600 kids this summer and did the same last summer, even when we were in full swing with the pandemic. That is typically what we do is we work with individual towns. So we work with New Haven, West Haven, Hamden, and those, maybe it might be their youth bureau or it might be some other element of the city or the school system. And then they work to recruit, eligible youth and also place them into employment for the summer. Typically with city departments, you might see, you know, our summer youth people working on the beaches in West Haven or mm-hmm. working at, you know, different locations all over the place, working in delis, working at City Hall. So that is still absolutely going on. And same thing, if you visit our website, you'll look under youth and you'll see our summer employment information. Probably wrapped up for this summer in terms of recruitment, but definitely mm-hmm. keep us in mind for next year.
Okay. Because that stuff, that kind of employment goes rather quickly.
Yeah, it's typically, correct me if I'm wrong, Kalia, it's usually about 5 or 6 weeks in the summer.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Typically, and they would have to
apply about 5 weeks.
Way before June, right? Or early part of June. I don't know. How does that work? Like, when should people contact you summer?
Well, they usually put it out for the summer. I know it's like before COVID, like out in January, but I believe that they put it out this year, probably around March. Okay. And then they did something recently. Mm-hmm. They put it out early because the jobs go really fast.
Okay. And that's for 14 to 21-year-olds, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, for the summer.
14-year-olds could work? I didn't realize.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of youth come back year after year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can do that. So it's not one and done. You can, as long as you're in that age bracket, you can come back and, mm-hmm. and do that. So okay. So all right. So you got this event. This is your big event since the pandemic. And so does this allow you to think about how you can continue to do your job fairs and get back into the community and do some of that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Kalia really and her team really led this effort. This was their idea. They've done so much work to put this together and it's going to be great. And as you know, it's really a way to just re-engage not only youth, but, you know, their parents, their families and other people in the community to let them know, you know, we never really closed the American Job Centers. We stopped seeing people in person as everyone did, but we never stopped serving people, and we pivoted to do a lot on our website, you know, and if anyone called or anyone emailed, we always, you know, tried to do whatever we could to help them. We kept training people and placing people. But now our doors are open. People can come back in. It's still by appointment, but this is really our way to let people know, to welcome people back in.
So Kalia, you've seen, I mean, you've been doing this for some time now. So what are some of the barriers? And are there ever barriers that y'all can't overcome, or do you work hard? I mean, you look like you work hard to figure out any barrier, but, you know, what are some of the barriers that you have to sort of try to overcome to get people employed, trained?
With our youth, some of our barriers that our youth have to deal with is like homelessness, transportation, childcare issues. Those are some of the big barriers that we had to deal with our youth. And then it's for some youth, there's trouble where we can't really help them right away, that they have to exit out and come back. So we can help them with those issues, but then there are youth that we do assist and help with those barriers and help them to succeed.
And so do you see youth that perhaps have been incarcerated or coming out of incarceration? Do you have a reentry component for them, or do you just put them all, their youth, and you just all of them together?
Yes, we have our eligibility is some of our youth that were involved in juvenile or the justice system. And we also have a reentry department here at the American Job Center that help us with employing our youth and also assisting our youth with their services that they need. So we do assist youth that has been in, you know, in their system. So we do have our reentry department.
And that's our next steps for reentry with Freeman Holloway and Glenn Young. You know, they're well known in the New Haven community.
They're still over there working.
Oh, they're still here. I don't think Freeman's ever going to retire. So right. So someone may come to us through Project CEO, but you know, if they let us know that they are have an involvement in the criminal justice system, they may access what Glenn and Freeman do as well. So the programs really work well together. Mm-hmm. Really, it's really getting to know what each individual person needs, and you know how best to help them. Not everyone who comes in with a criminal history views that as a barrier, right? But you know we do ask, and we do want to make sure that they can access that. And I would add to what Kalia said is, you know, what do you do? What are some of the barriers? Sometimes the barrier is just lack of experience or not knowing what career path is best for a person. So Kalia and her team do a lot with figuring out what their strengths are, what their interests are, and then kind of showing them what they can do from that point. And they explore that through work experience. Many people access training. So we have a wide list of eligible programs that, you know, once you're enrolled with us, you have access to, whether it's at the community colleges or it might be at another training location. But we try to let people know where the best opportunities are for them and then help guide them along the way. I think that mentorship is a huge part of why people are successful.
Mm-hmm. And so do the businesses that come to y'all, do they come with a specific, like, we need employees to be able to do this, or we need employees with this kind of skill set or this level of education or this, that, and the other thing? And do you take that in consideration when you say yes to helping them with their employee search?
Yes. So employers obviously come to us and they give us job orders, right, that we incorporate into our database of jobs, and we're always referring people to those. But a lot of what we do with employers is to try to match them with our talent, right? Our customers, and say, you know what, this person has you know, 1 through 6 of the skills you say this job needs, but maybe 7, 8, and 9, you can train them, right? You can give them those skills. And that's where on the job training comes in. So we make that match and then we subsidize the wage. So the employer becomes part of the solution to, you know, whatever skills gap exists for an individual person. So we like to involve employers in that instead of just saying, well, you know, this is what I need. And if you can't give it to me, then I'm just going to move on. We do try and make that match and help employers look at their job descriptions and look and see, you know, what would be a good fit for based on the pool of candidates that we have.
Okay. So that sounds like it's a two-way street. So, you know, they may not know that they are able to do some of this training on their end, and that, you know, to get an employee might not come with every single skill set, but some of those skill sets they can provide or they can teach.
Right, right. Getting back to teaching on the job and helping people to earn wages while they learn on the job. And that makes for a better employee if they feel that, right, Kalia, that they've learned a particular way of, you know, tailored to that employer's particular needs. That helps with longevity, right. That helps with retention and advancement.
So tomorrow is really, will give you some sense of, is it time to do this, right? If the community will show up, which I think people, of course, will show up, and gives you a sense of getting back to some normalcy around in-person connection to the population that you want to serve, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow at 11? No, 11.
11 to 2.
At 11?
Yes.
Yep. We kick off at 11. I should mention we expect a visit from Rosa DeLauro. We just heard yesterday from her office that she's in town and she plans to stop by.
I was with her last night.
Were you?
At a reception. Well, not with her. It was a virtual reception because she was still in D.
Yeah.
So she must be traveling now.
Yep. So we're excited for that she's going to swing by. Everything, of course, is estimate, but we think she'll be by 11:30, between 11:30 and 12. So we're excited for that. And she's going to, of course, want to talk to as many people as she can while she's there. Mayor Elliker is also stopping by between 12 and 12:30, just to, welcome people back, you know, talk to as many people as possible. The city department, Kalia, right, has a couple of tables as resource tables, right? So the city's been a great partner with us. City departments, New Haven Adult Ed, which shares our campus on the Boulevard. So it's a lot of people are going to be there tomorrow.
Okay, this will be good. So you've got a DJ, you've got food trucks, you've got community services, support services that people can access, and you've got willing employers who are interested in hiring.
Yes, we have a little bit of everything, right, Kalia?
Yes, a little bit of everything going on tomorrow. We're super excited. We're really excited about this.
I think it'll be great. I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather. And so when a kid gets hired or a young person gets hired, do you stay with them throughout the like, how long does your relationship last with them in the employment process? Like, at some point you have to cut them loose, right? Like, some point you're like, okay, y'all are good. But how long does that, I mean, what is that like?
So once a youth get hired, we still follow the youth a year after for the retention information. And of course, with youth, you kind of never let them go, to be honest. You know, the youth don't go anywhere, but we do have to do a year of follow-up after the youth is hired.
Okay. And staying connected to them allows you to, if there's any problems or you know, some interventions are needed or just some encouragement, right?
Right.
Because I would imagine it's mostly encouragement, you know, to the young people that allows you that opportunity.
Right. Yes. And definitely, you know, youth, if you're doing things right, they refer other youth. So it's great to always have that connection too. You know, they like to keep, if you're doing right by youth, they keep your name in the street. Like I like
you know, Miss Spears Burgess is good people. She'll hook you up.
That's it right there. That's what they say too. So you want to keep that good connection with you because they will put the word out.
Okay. And so before I let you go, so tell me what, Kalila, what is some of the misconceptions that people have about hiring youth, this particularly this age cohort? What are some of the misconceptions?
I think one of the big misconceptions is that I think with some employers, they feel that youth, I don't think they think youth can follow through and really show up, you know?
Okay.
And there's a lot of youth that do.
That do show
follow
up.
Through and show up. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of our youth that hold down two jobs. I have a young man that's holding down three.
Wow.
You know, so, mm-hmm. And I when I talk to him, I'm like, how do you do it? But he's doing it.
Because he's got a goal and he's focused and there's something he wants, right? So.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Okay.
And sometimes, well, Kalia, they're taking classes, right? They might be in a training and working. Right.
Yes.
That could be the case.
Well, I so appreciate y'all coming on this morning to talk about your program, Workforce Alliance and American Job Center. I'm so glad that y'all are still in this business. And it's good to know that y'all never really missed a beat during this pandemic.
Thanks for having us.
Y'all were still holding it down for folks seeking jobs. So that's a good thing. So thank y'all. I wish y'all every success tomorrow. I hope you come back. When you have another project that you're getting ready to launch or another opportunity to gather people around employment stuff or when you have your next big thing, come back and talk about it. Appreciate y'all.
We will anytime. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And good luck tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be news and I'll see it. I'll hear about it.
Thank you.
So enjoy the day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Kalia.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Harry. For having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. All right, Harry Jones, we could play us out. We are done for today. Thank y'all. So go to the Workforce Alliance. They're on Elagrasa Boulevard. Y'all know where they are. Can't miss them. Their campus is right there, just as you cross over, right-hand side. I know where you are, right by Adult Ed. So, yeah, so make sure y'all pop by there tomorrow, young people. And if you know young people, send them over there tomorrow, particularly if they need a job and you want them to be employed. Send them over there tomorrow. It'll be a good time. Thank y'all. All right, Harry, play us out. Thank y'all for coming.